The Burt Show.
With Abby, it's the Burt Show's entertainment bus.
You can't win with women.
No.
All right, is Sabrina Carpenter putting a curse on some major sports teams? Now, I have already informed you all of the Tay Voodoo, where if you mess with Taylor Swift, if you speak out against her publicly, the Tay Voodoo is going to rain down and something is going to happen to you. Well, it looks like Sabrina Carpenter might have picked up on a little bit of that dark magic, because Kevin Clancy from Barstool Sports seems to think that she might be a bad luck charm.
You see this girl right here? Sabrina Carpenter? She's like 4'11", like 100 pounds of pure dark art, black magic.
Oh.
The Sabrina Carpenter curse is here, and from America to all around the world, she is destroying teams left and right with her jersey choices. It begins in the UK. Sabrina Carpenter performing in England, puts on the England kit, dances around, does her espresso bit. Next thing you know, they're in the Euros. They lose 2-1 to Spain, and guess what? It's never coming home. Now, fast forward to October 8th in Philadelphia. October 8th, she puts on the Phillies jersey. The next night, October 9th, game 4 of the DS. My Mets send the Phillies home, eliminated from the playoffs. Mere days later, October 11th, she puts on the Maple Leafs sweater. Guess what happens? Opening night, they get blanked 1-0. The Maple Leafs, with all the expectations in the world, lose their opening game. And then most recently, Sabrina Carpenter was walking around New York City wearing a Dallas Cowboys sweatshirt before they got rocked 47-9 on Monday Night Football.
Now it's personal. Now
it just
it's
got
personal.
Real. Not a curse got to be reeled in.
The facts be factin'.
Yes.
They do be factin'. So let me give you a heads up on who needs to be aware, because these are her upcoming shows. So if you are a Tennessee Titans fan or maybe a Nashville Preds fan, she is performing tonight in Nashville, tomorrow St. Louis. St. Louis. I don't know why I just went all French on you.
No, you went Nelly.
St. Louis. I don't think there's any sports teams in Raleigh. Charlottesville. And then she's coming to Atlanta on October 22nd. So Falcons fans, watch out.
Falcons rolling right now, too. She needs to stay out of Atlanta.
Let's make a mental note. Let's keep track of this if we can, and see if there is like any legitimacy. Because I mean, I don't think there's any legitimacy to a curse, but it is fascinating nonetheless.
They used to say the same thing about Drake. Like every time Drake would put on a jersey, that team would end up having a really bad season.
Maybe it's just the pressure. They're like, oh, Sabrina Carpenter, our pop queen, she's wearing her jersey, and they're like all pressurized for the next.
Do you think
game?
The Maple Leafs gave two S's that she put on their jersey?
You think the Cowboys lost by 300 points because Sabrina Carpenter wore that? No.
It's the Sabrina Carpenter voodoo. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. All right, Maria. I said this off.
That's what you get.
Backstory. When we need an audio request, I have to tell Tommy, hey, I need this person's audio. And I was like, hey, can I get the Maria Carey audio? And here I am on national radio saying we need the Maria Carey audio. So Mariah Carey, she just went on a tirade about one thing that she cannot stand when she walks into a room, and it's not other people. It's the overhead lighting.
Overhead lighting? I don't think so, honey.
No,
please
no.
Stop it. Every place I go, I shut the lights.
15
turn
seconds.
Them out. I don't want to see them. No more.
Yes.
No
okay.
more, honey.
No
There's
more,
10 seconds.
Baby.
One more thing on
All right,
overhead
look,
lighting.
One more thing on overhead lighting. It makes me sick.
Well, you noticed when we had Kylie Minogue here, all the overhead lighting was turned off.
I love that. That darkness feel, I don't know why, but that's my thing.
We got real moody and loungy up in this piece.
The Burt Show, real moody. No, I love this, but I also think it's such an interesting thing with celebrities, because they always look flawless and airbrushed in photos, and you're like, oh, they just must, there's something in the celebrity water. They must just be looking a lot better than me. But no, it's just the lighting, and I am a testament to this, because on Friday, I posted a selfie of myself in the bathroom that for some reason people went insane over. They're like, what did you do? You look so different. Is it the contour? Drop the makeup routine, queen. And I'm like, it's literally just this bathroom lighting. Like, this lighting just looks amazing. Like, see me on the Burt Show Facebook page. I look crusty, dusty, musty. Like, it's just the overhead lighting that does you dirty. All right, if you are still looking out for a Halloween costume for the next couple of weekends, because next weekend is the first weekend of the Halloween season. I've already got my costume ready to go. I'm very excited.
What are you doing?
I can't tell you. I want it to be a surprise.
Oh.
But I will tell you, the girl that I am doing the duo with, me and her collaborating on it, it is going to go down in Atlanta history as one of the greatest I will say we are going to look so iconic because it's perfect for a couple of reasons. It's perfect because it is on trend right now with what's cool right now. But me and her are also perfect for the role. Like, we look like who we're dressing up as.
You fit the part.
We fit the part. So I will tell you what these top trending costumes are on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.